This is going to be covered over the ending of Shaka the Coffin Prince's Avenging Battle. Well, first off, I'm not really that surprised the way it ended. I felt like it wasn't going to be able to cover things completely in a rather satisfying way. That is not to say it ended in a, like, anticlimactic way, but there were several key things where it wasn't perfectly covered. Well, some can argue that the ending was sort of happy, and I think in keeping with Shaka the Coffin Princess in this franchise of the anime, it was noted that it's more like a happy adventure fantasy anime series. So in a way, it was kind of in keeping to its atmosphere. But in many other ways, if you wanted one to go deeper into who Emperor Gas was, and maybe his deeper goals, you didn't really see that because ultimately, obviously, there was only 10 episodes completely and they had to try to close the ends as soon as possible. Still, as was can be expected, Shaka, our main heroine, still had to make a few sacrifices, and by the end, you kind of get that feeling that she did in a way make a sacrifice, although it's up to the audience to pick up on those small little subtleties in the series. So while in some ways I wasn't as almost satisfied with it, at the same time I feel like it was perfect for Shaka the Coffin Princess because at least it wasn't like Darker Than Black Season 2, also known as Ryusei no Gemini, or Gemini of the Meteor, because that one was another anime production where also animated by Studio Bones, where it didn't necessarily end in the most satisfying way. And not only that, but yeah, it wasn't easy to quite understand what happened at the end at all. And with Shaka, the Coffin Princess Avenging Battle, at least you understood what happened. And while things you expected from it were there were some things toward episode 11 where there were a lot of things that you just did not expect, and I think that was a little from the everyone who worked on the series. It was almost like a gift to audiences, you know, since that was kind of unexpected and kind of an interesting little surprise there. So overall, I think the series ending wasn't actually too bad, even though it was expected that they would probably have to rush the series a bit.